Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Well, there are problems and then there are good problems. In the case of the U.S.-Japan trade deal, here's a situation when it comes to beef trade. It's working so good that it might cause a bit of a problem. It could trigger a tariff to protect the Japanese domestic market. Let's talk about that with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, thanks for joining us. I guess, you know, in the big scheme of things, this is a big problem, a good problem to have if it does reach that point, because it shows that we're selling a lot of beef to Japan, right?
Yes. Yeah, good morning, Mike. You're exactly right. If you have to have a problem, this is not a bad problem to have. The situation is that the Japan fiscal year that ends March 31st of this year, we're more than likely going to trigger the safeguard. The level is 242,000 metric tons. As of data through mid-January, we're sitting at about 210,000 tons, and our estimate would be that probably by the early March we will see it triggered. But that's a sign that business is going well. I mean, we are definitely taking share back from Australia and others. When we got the Japan-U.S. Ag Agreement implemented back on January 1 of 2020.
So if the trigger is reached, if that level is reached and the tariff goes into effect, what does that do? How would that impact our beef sales into Japan?
Yeah, well, right now we're going into the duty of 25.8% inbound duty, as our other global suppliers of beef. When the safeguard is triggered, it'll be ratcheted up to 38.5%. And depending when it happens, it'll either be for 30 days or 45 days. If it happens before March 1 at the end of February, it would be triggered higher for 45 days. If it's after March 1, it would only be for 30 days. And then we get into April, the new Japanese fiscal year will revert back to actually a little lower level. It ratchets down every year, so we'd be back down to a 25% level at that point. So it may not sound like a big deal, but it is a bit of a concern, because this is one of the peak demand times of year in Japan for some holidays that happen the end of April and early May. So we're a bit worried about it in terms of our chilled beef business, which is going so well.
There's been some talk that maybe Japan would be willing to negotiate that level before the tariff would kick in. Is there anything to that?
I don't think there's anything that's going to happen prior to this event. This is year one of the agreement, but there is a provision in the agreement that says once it's triggered, whatever year it might be, there are provisions for consultations between the two countries. So I think after it's triggered, if it's triggered, you know, March 1, for example, I think after that, the agreement states that they can start having consultations, and it won't help us in year one, but hopefully it could help us in year two and beyond.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about the U.S.-Japan trade deal, which is working very well on for the beef trade. I mean, it's been amazing. Obviously, the Japanese consumer likes U.S. beef.
No, without a doubt. And, you know, this is our largest value market on beef. It has been for years, probably will continue to be as well. I would argue that the negotiations that the U.S. government, USTR and USDA did back in 2019 were remarkable. I mean, it might be the most important trade agreement done at least since BSE occurred in 2003. And maybe well before that, because we were really hamstrung in 2018 and 19 vis-a-vis our major competitors like Australia and Canada, because we were at a 12-13% duty disadvantage, and a similar situation, maybe not as dramatic, but similar on the pork side. So without a doubt, in our most important value market, disagreement was very, very well done, despite the fact that we have a safeguard. But overall, that deal was very, very well done.
So it's worked well for beef. What about other meat products?
Yeah, on the pork side, Japan is, until China had their big year this year, they've been our largest value market as well. They'll be number two in 2020. But we had the same situation where we were losing share on the muscle meat side for pork, and also another sector called seasoned ground pork, which is a very large sector for raw material going into sausage production and things like this in Japan. So we saw our share in 2018 and 19, similar to beef, slowly erode because of the disadvantage on share vis-a-vis the European Union and Canada would be another one on the pork side. But what's happened since January 1 of 2020 is really even a more remarkable story on seasoned ground pork. It's a 150,000-ton market in Japan, and we had lost 20 or 25% of our share over those 2 years in 18-19. And in 11 months to 2020, we've seen a 30% rebound in imported market share. So absolutely amazing overnight, so to speak, shift, which we knew it would be when that agreement was done. So, yeah, very, very happy on the pork side as well.
Well, from an ag standpoint, it sounds like for our trade negotiations in the future, this would be a good model to work from.
Without a doubt, yeah. And let's face it, Japan is a very, very good trading partner, very loyal to the U.S., and this was a way to, get us on a level playing field. But you have to be realistic on these things. Japan has a very significant agricultural lobby as well domestically. So, the safeguard in this example is one of the ways they could save face but still do the right thing and get us on a level playing field. So I'm sure we'll work through this. It's not ideal to have 30 days with an increased duty if that's in fact what happens. But I'll tell you what, it's a heck of a lot better than where we were back in 2019.
That's for sure. We've not talked about Korea for a while. How is that trade deal working?
Over time, it's been fantastic. We're going to be on a beef side around 1.6, 1.7 billion in exports for last year, down just slightly. And the pork side was actually down about 10% last year. But still, the supply dynamics are very favorable. We're forecasting growth in Korea again in 2021. And the beauty of it is that the product mix is a little different from, especially on the pork side, from Japan. So they kind of complement each other. So, of our three biggest markets or four biggest markets, Japan and Korea are right there. And it's very, very, very important, especially from a product mix standpoint for our exporters.
Let's look at China. They're on a big buying spree, been buying a lot of grain. They've even bought some ethanol. Where are we seeing as far as our beef sales in there and pork sales as well?
Well, the beef side might be the biggest success percentage-wise for 2020. The phase one deal was implemented in March of 2020, and there were some significant improvements on the beef side. One was establishing an MRL standard for the usage of hormones in cattle production. The process to approve plants for China was made much simpler, and we saw many, many more facilities approved. So long story short, since March of last year, the supply chain has been ramping up for China-eligible cattle, and we're starting to see it in the stats for meat, finally. We're going to come in probably around 40,000 metric tons for 2020 once we get December stats. And, that compares to, that's 3.5 times what it was a year ago. So an all-time, a record, post-BSC record, and it's going to continue to grow in 2021. And this high-value grain-fed segment into China is a very small segment. The vast majority, and the whole world exports beef to China, but most of it's lower value, lower quality grass-fed. So the
Dan, we're out of time. We'll get to pork. We'll get to pork another time on China, okay? Because wow, a lot of good news, a lot of good numbers here. Thanks a lot for sharing them with us.
Thank you, Mike. Anytime.
All right, take care, Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So yeah, we're moving some meat. And that U.S.-Japan trade deal been very, very good for U.S. beef trade, that's for sure.